One of my favorite British authors, G.K. Chesterton, once remarked that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. And I think I know what he means. Even when life seems to hand us hard times, finding gratitude, if only for being alive, can take some of the sting away. Moral philosophers and spiritual writers have long praised gratitude as a deep source of human strength. And now scientific psychologists are uncovering many benefits from the systematic cultivation of gratefulness. And the field of positive psychology fascinates journalist Catherine Price in Oakland, California.
Well, I'm not always naturally drawn too far to the negative, but I think that speaking from my own intuition, this is not very scientific, but I think I probably do have depression somewhere in my genetics just because I do have a family history of a lot of people with depression. I think also some of that has to do with how you're raised and that I have, I don't want to say an overly cynical family, but my grandmother always told me to, you know, hope for the best, but expect the worst. And I think I kind of absorbed that. So I feel like I probably have a genetic predisposition towards depression just because everyone in my family has been on Prozac, including our dog. So, you know, at some point I'm just worried that I'm going to really feel very down. And I already have kind of a tendency towards existentialism. And
did you say your dog was on Prozac?
Yes.
Is veterinary Prozac a common thing?
I don't know too much about the background of her treatment, but she is a rescue. She was abused as a puppy. I mean, so she kind of needed some sort of help. So while I do think I have predisposition towards some negativity, I also think that every day we do make choices about whether or not we want to be happy. I'm certainly not a Pollyanna, but I know that if you go about your day expecting bad things to happen to you, then you're going to see everything through a negative lens and that you're going to come away from life just feeling more down on yourself. And as I said, I am pretty cynical, but I really do think if you go about things in a positive way, you're going to make yourself feel better. And I think that for me, at least, one way to do that is always to try to find a way to laugh at stuff. Like, for example, when I was 22, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is not fun. It's very irritating, and I wish I didn't have it. But I also know that if I spent every day dwelling on that and complaining about it, that would just be miserable because I can't do anything about that. So instead, if I can find ways to laugh about it, like I wrote a funny essay about what it's like to, you know, it sounds strange, but a funny essay about what it's like to be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and kind of the funnier aspects of the disease. And then just trying to make a joke out of it, it helps you cope better.
I have to ask, what's funny about being a diabetic?
In the day-to-day, not too much is funny, I'll admit. But one thing that does happen if you don't treat diabetes is you lose a huge amount of weight. And so I was a senior in college, always been pretty steady with my weight. But, you know, like many women, always wanted to lose some weight. All of a sudden, I'm eating huge amounts of chocolate and lost 15 pounds without doing anything. Was convinced I looked fantastic in a bikini. Like, it was just like the best body image ever. And then I find out I have a chronic, you know, very serious disease. And that I was close to passing out into a coma and potentially going into, you know, ketoacidosis shock if I didn't get treatment. And here I am thinking I look really good in a bathing suit. So unfortunately, I gained 11 pounds in a week after I was diagnosed.
But you live to tell about it.
I live to tell about it. So